what my body wants and needs. By softly playing this game, what happens is that you hold yourself in this place of alignment. The other thing you could do is get off that subject altogether and never think about it again. But that is a difficult thing to do, because your body sort of goes everywhere you go. In other words, it is hard to get that off your mind. So, since it's hard to get it off your mind, you almost have to force yourself to choose pleasant, wouldn't it be nice if, thoughts. One more thing. Do not expect instant results. Know that it is coming into being in its perfect time. In other words, you have been encouraging, through your thought and behavior, a cellular community, a large part of which you are about to extinguish. And so there is some cellular cooperation that is going to take place, and all cells are willing to cooperate. They are not sacrificing, they are not holding little cellular funerals in advance, so there is no mourning going on. As is, she's going to kill 25% of us. What is happening is a sort of collective alignment. Your cells are getting ready, you see, and in that preparation and in that readiness, all kinds of things are beginning to come into alignment, things that you could not orchestrate even if you tried. Your body knows what to do. Your body has come into active agreement and alignment with all of this. So, as you play the gentle, wouldn't it be nice if, game, leave the rest of your physical apparatus to the cellular knowing, which means that it is not your job to be the food police. It is not your job to be the exercise police any more than it is your job to decide what cell has to go. Whatever the subject of your desire, there is an orchestration that is being taken care of in response to the wouldn't it be nice if game that you are playing. So, whenever you play this game and you trust that everything else will come into alignment, it will. Process number 13. Which thought feels better? When to use this process? When you want to be consciously aware of how you really feel about something right now. When you are faced with a decision and you want to go in the best direction possible. When you want to determine your current emotional set point. When you want to become consciously aware of your emotional guidance system. Current emotional set point range. This process of which thought feels better will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 4, positive expectation, belief, and 17, anger. If you are not sure what your current emotional set point is, turn back to chapter 22 and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. Every subject is really two subjects, something that you desire and the absence of something that you desire. If you do not understand that these are very different vibrational frequencies, then you may believe that you are focused on something that you desire, when you may, in fact, be focused in the opposite direction. Some believe that they're focused upon the subject of a healthy body, when, instead, they're focused on the fear of a sick body. Some believe that they're thinking about improving their financial situation, when, instead, they're focused on not having enough money. But because the subject is money or health, they believe that any time they are focused upon the subject, they are thinking about what they want, and often that is not the case. Often people say, "I've wanted this for as long as I can remember. Why hasn't it happened yet?" Because they were not aware that every subject is really two subjects, what is wanted and the lack of it. For example, they thought that because they were talking about money, they were talking about what they wanted, when instead, they were focused on the opposite of what they wanted. Only when you are sensitive to the way you feel do you really know what your vibrational content is. But with some practice, you will become very adept at always knowing exactly where you are focused. The which thought feels better process will help you consciously identify the vibrational frequency of your current thought. The game is most effectively played when you are alone because no one else can really know or understand which thoughts feel best to you. Often, when you are interacting with others, you may be confused about whether the thought actually feels better to you, or whether you are offering it because you think it is the choice someone else would want you to make. It is important to leave everyone else's ideas, desires, opinions, and beliefs aside while you identify, for yourself, how you feel. When would you play this game? There are limitless possibilities of thoughts that you might think on limitless subjects, but your own life experience and the contrast that you are living will help you identify the subjects on which you may want to focus. This game is especially helpful when something has occurred in your own experience that causes a noticeable amount of negative emotion. Understanding that negative emotion is an indicator of resistance, and further understanding that this resistance is the only thing that holds you apart from the things you really want, you may have decided to do something about releasing some resistance on this newly energized subject. Which thought feels better? Game example. This process works best if you can sit for a few minutes and write your thoughts on paper. In time, when you have played the game sufficiently, you will find success with it just by rolling the thoughts across your mind. But writing them down onto paper causes a much more powerful point of focus, which makes it easier for you to feel the direction of your chosen thought. To begin, first, write a brief statement of how you feel about the subject right now. You could describe what has happened, but what is most important is that you describe how you feel. Next, write another statement that amplifies exactly how you feel. This helps you more easily recognize any improvement as you move through the process. For example, you've just had an argument with your daughter because she makes no effort to help around the house. She does not even take care of her personal things, and her own room is a terrible mess. She seems to hold no regard for the effort you are making to maintain an orderly environment. Not only does she not try to help, but it seems that she deliberately tries to hinder you. So you write, "She," or write your daughter's name, "is deliberately trying to make my life difficult. She doesn't care about me at all. She doesn't even come close to doing her share of the work." Once you have made a few statements that indicate how you really feel right now, make this statement to yourself. "I'm going to reach for some thoughts about this subject that feel a little better." Now, once you have written each thought, evaluate whether it feels better, the same, or worse than when you initially began. So you write, "She never listens to me." Same. "I want her to be more responsible." Same. "I shouldn't have to pick up after her." Same. "I should have taught her better." Worse. "I wish her father would support me more." Worse. "A clean house is important to me." Slightly better. "I know she has a lot on her mind." Better. "I remember what it's like to be a teenager." Better. "I remember when she was a sweet little girl." Better. "I wish she were still that sweet little girl." Worse. "I don't know what to do about this." Worse. "Well, I don't have to figure it out all today." Better. "There are so many things about her that I adore." Better. "I know there is more to life than a clean house." Better. "It should be okay that I want a clean house." Worse. "It's all right that I want my house to be clean." Better. "It's fine that she doesn't care about that now." Better. Remember that there are no right and wrong answers here, and no one else can really know which of your thoughts bring better or worse feelings to you. The value of this process is that you will become aware of how your thoughts feel, and you will become more adept at choosing better feeling thoughts. Many would ask, "But what good would it be to feel better about my daughter's sloppy habits? My thoughts won't change her behavior." We want to say to you that your thoughts change the behavior of everyone and everything who has anything to do with you, for your thoughts absolutely equal your point of attraction. And the better you feel, the more that everything and everyone around you improves. In the moment that you find an improved feeling, conditions and circumstances change to match your feeling. The "Which Thoughts Feel Better" game will help you to begin to realize the power that your own thoughts have to influence everything around you. Abraham, speak to us more about the process of "Which Thought Feels Better." "Will I ever stop reaching for something better?" "No." And when you take the limitations of time or dollars out of the equation, and you trust that the universe will conspire to satisfy every idea that you conjure up, then you let your ideas rip. But as long as you feel limitations, then you keep trying to rein them in, and rein them in, and rein them in. Perhaps you may say, "Well, our current circumstances really don't allow us the money to do all this stuff that we want to do. We want to remodel our kitchen, and our decisions about not going into great debt about it are very clear decisions that we don't want to violate. So what do we do with these exploding ideas? And we say, does every one of them have to manifest right now? Or can you begin to take pleasure from the idea itself? Can you say, well, if not right now, then soon we will do this and this and this? And so you can begin to take pleasure from the growing of that idea. But when you put yourself on a schedule where there is a deadline, then very often the shortage of time or money looms up and contradicts the energy, making you miserable. It also makes you wish that you had never broached the idea to begin with. But then you can say, there's a lifetime of kitchens before us, and for now we are most pleased with the manifestation of this and what ideas we are conjuring for the future. Then, one day, you might move into a new home, shocked that it already has all the things within it that you have been conjuring, and it will come when you have enough money, you have enough time. In other words, the universe will line it up in response to the ideas that you are giving birth to and freely letting flow. There is no right or wrong in this. A good way to approach all this is, if the desire feels good to you, everything is going great. If the desire is uncomfortable, it means that you have a desire that is raging out there ahead of your belief. But then you can soothe that by saying, we don't have to do it right this red-hot minute. We'll just hold this as a future idea. We're not going to shut the idea down because we know it's a good one. It's not a perfect match for where we are right now, but someday that will be a part of it. For now, this is quite satisfying. Which thought feels better? To have it right now and to go into debt, or to say, oh, this is something that we have to look forward to. Jerry and Esther go through this all the time because Esther wants everything, and she wants it right now. And there is no earthly reason why she should not have it right now, except that she is married to a saver. He is not afraid that he will run out of money. He is afraid that he will run out of ideas. In other words, he does not want to eat up the ideas too fast. He wants to milk each one for everything he can get out of it. And Esther just wants to skip across the top. Esther eats the point of the pie first, while Jerry saves it till the last bite. But Esther worries that by the time she gets to the last bite, she will not want it anymore. So she eats it first. So both Esther and Jerry find their own way. There is no right or wrong formula there. We would say to Jerry that he will never run out of ideas, so he can skip across the top of them if he wants. And then he would say to us, but I love getting my doing into the evolvement of it. The more intimately involved I am in my creations, the more satisfaction I'm receiving from them. So we say, then that is the right way for you. There is no right or wrong in this. Which feels better? Which thought feels better? To go into debt or to wait until later? To wait until later. Which thought feels better? To say that you have settled for less, or to say that this is part of your future experience? To say that this is part of my future experience. Which thought feels better? To be mad at yourself that your kitchen is not as modern as it can be, or to acknowledge that it is a perfect kitchen for now, and that it will always be growing, just like you will always be growing? Which thought feels better? Which feels better, to appreciate or condemn? Which feels better? To applaud what you have done, or to feel critical that you did not do enough? Think about it. Which thought feels better? Process number 14. The process of clearing clutter for clarity. When do you use this process? When you are feeling stress due to your disorganization? When you feel you are spending too much time looking for items? When you find yourself avoiding your home because you feel better elsewhere, when you feel that there is not enough time to do all you need to do. Current emotional set point range. This clearing clutter for clarity process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 4, positive expectation, belief, and 17, anger. If you are not sure what your current emotional set point is, go back to Chapter 22 and the Emotional Guidance Scale. A cluttered environment can cause a cluttered point of attraction. If you are surrounded by unfinished work, unanswered letters, incomplete projects, unpaid bills, unattended to tasks, unsorted piles of paperwork, and stray magazines, catalogs, and all manner of miscellaneous items, they can negatively affect your life experience. Because everything carries its own vibration, and because you develop a vibrational relationship with everything in your life, your personal belongings do have an impact on the way you feel and on your point of attraction. There are two major hindrances to clearing away clutter. First, you may remember throwing something away, only discover, soon after, that you really did need it after all. So now you are reluctant to throw anything away. And second, you realize that to really do a good job of getting organized would take far more time than you have to give to the project, for every time you have ever attempted to get organized, you have become bogged down in the sorting process and have ended up leaving an even bigger mess than when you began. The Clearing Clutter for Clarity process eliminates those hindrances because it is a sorting procedure that can be done extremely quickly without the possibility of discarding valuable things that you may need later on. To begin the process, obtain several sturdy cardboard boxes with lids. Banker's boxes work well for this. It is best if they are the same size and color. That way they will stack neatly and look attractive. We would suggest that you begin with a minimum of 20 boxes, but you may want to obtain more as you discover the productive power of this process. Also, procure a package of alphabetized index cards and a handheld voice recorder. First, assemble the boxes and put 5 or 6 of them in the middle of the room that you wish to organize. Next, number each box with its own unique number, from 1 to 20, and so on. Now, look around the room, focus upon an item, and ask yourself, is this item important to my immediate experience? If the answer is yes, leave it where it is. If the answer is no, put it in one of the boxes. Then pick up another item and continue the process as you focus upon each item in the room. A great advantage of this process is that you will not be doing a great deal of sorting right now. This really is a process whereby you simply remove the clutter from your environment. As you put the item into the box, speak into the recorder. For example, unopened package of guitar strings, box number 1, or old cell phone, box number 1. With the 5 or 6 boxes opened at the same time, you could do a general sorting. In other words, all magazines could go in the same box. Clothing items in their same box, small miscellaneous items in the same box, but do not get carried away with the sorting process. Just pick up the item, determine if it is necessary to your immediate experience, and if not, put it in a box, and speak into the recorder what the item was and which box you put it in. And at a later time, you can take an hour or so and transfer the information from the recorder onto alphabetized index cards. In other words, under A, you would write abalone shell. Under B, write bathing suit. Under C, write cell phone. Because you are not thoroughly sorting, this process will go very fast. You will find yourself feeling better as your space becomes less cluttered, and you will not experience your usual worry that you will not be able to find something because you will have made a record of exactly where everything is. Now, find a wall somewhere in your house or garage where these neat boxes can be placed, and be confident that you can retrieve anything that is important. If you do need the unopened guitar strings, your alphabetical card file will tell you which box to put them in. After a few weeks, when you realize that you have not needed anything from box number 3, for example, you could then move that box out of the house, maybe to some outside storage facility, or you may even be willing to discard its contents, leaving box number 3 available for new clutter that may arise. And as you continue the process, you will now begin to relax in the knowledge that you now have control of your environment. Sometimes people tell us that they are not bothered by clutter, so we tell them that this process is, then, unnecessary for them. However, since every piece of everything does carry a vibration, almost everyone really does feel better in an uncluttered environment. Abraham, speak to us more about clearing clutter for clarity. Physical beings have a habit of gathering stuff around them. Most of you gather this stuff because it is the way you keep score. It is the way you fill time. In other words, you live in a physical world, and physical manifestation has become important to you, but then you get buried in the details of your manifestation. Most of you spend much of your time just looking for things, and it is not only because you have too many things to sort through, but it is also because the gathering of the stuff is contrary to the freedom that is inherent with all of you. We have talked of the feeling of sadness that feels empty. People often try to fill that feeling of emptiness with stuff. They buy one more thing and bring it home, or they eat something. In other words, there are lots of creative ways in which you have tried to fill that void. And so, it has been our encouragement to some, discard everything from your experience that is not essential to your now. If you could just go through and release those things you are not wearing, release those things you are not using, release them and leave your experience in a clearer place, then the things that are more in harmony with who you are now will more easily flow into your experience. You all have a capacity for attraction. And when your process is clogged with stuff that you no longer want, the new attraction is slower, and then you end up with a feeling of frustration or overwhelmment. Imagine yourself in a clutter-free environment. Jerry and Esther have been commenting recently that as energy is moving faster, their ideas are also coming into fruition much more quickly, which means that they are buried in stuff. In other words, stuff is coming to them very fast, all kinds of stuff, and then it has to be dealt with. It has to be sorted, or filed, or read, or discarded. Something has to be done with it. Never before has it been more important to get a picture in your mind's eye of your living space. So, imagine yourself in an environment of great clarity, a space with immense order, and imagine yourself knowing where everything is. Imagine organizing it in a way that is very comfortable. In other words, just imagine. That is what you're shooting for here, the feeling of relief. Esther, every now and again, will get a mental picture of her mother. Her mother worked full-time all of Esther's childhood, and they had a very large property. Her mother did most of the mowing of the huge lawn, and in those days there were no riding mowers. At least, they had never seen one. But Esther remembers her mother mowing, and then the part that Esther remembers most is that once the lawn was all mowed and the sprinkler had been set to water it, her mother would sit on the porch and just sort of take it all in. And Esther would sit next to her mother and smell the freshly mown grass, and there was an overwhelming feeling of contentment that she was picking up on from her mother. The day the lawn was mowed was always a happy one for Esther, because there was something so satisfying that her mother felt once it was all done and she was sitting and taking it all in. Similarly, Jerry and Esther often feel this at the end of one of their workshops. It feels so good. It is like a job well done. It is as if everything is falling into alignment. So what you want to do is, in advance, find that feeling place. And if you do so, and the energy lines up, and the clarity, ideas, and help will all come into making the physical reality fall into place for you. In only an hour or two, you can box up the clutter from a room if you are taking just one thing at a time and putting it into a box. And since you have itemized where everything is because it is all on your voice recorder, then some evening when you are doing something that does not require too much attention, you can listen to your recording. And with a small card file, you can indicate that the bathing suit is in box number one, so that if you ever need it, you can find the index card and it will tell you which box it is in. The power of this clearing clutter for clarity process is that you can do it very quickly. And there will be less resistance in it because everything that you want will be at your fingertips. In other words, you will have a record of where every bit of it is. What we have noticed with the majority of people who have applied this system is that once they put something in the box, it is rarely something they ever need again. So, after you realize that you have had some item boxed up for a year or two and have not needed it at all, now you may feel freer to donate it to someone or to discard it in some way. But meanwhile, your life has been free of clutter, and therefore, free of that resistance for the entire period of time. Process number 15. The wallet process. When to use this process? When you want to attract more money into your experience, the way you want to improve the way you currently feel about money in order to allow even more to flow into your life. When you want to get your juices flowing regarding your specific desire. When you feel that there is a shortage of money in your life. Current emotional set point range. This wallet process will be of most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 6, hopefulness, and 16, discouragement. If you are not sure what your current emotional set point is, go back to Chapter 22 and the Emotional Guidance Scale. Perhaps there is no more practiced vibrations in your culture than those related to the subject of money, for many see it as the means through which a good deal of their physical well-being flows. Many people, however, without realizing it, are focused upon the lack of money rather than the presence of money in their experience. So even though they often identify things that they desire, they hold themselves apart from their own desires because they are more accustomed to noticing the lack of dollars than the presence of them. Again, it comes back to the fact that every subject is really two subjects, what is wanted and the lack of it. It is natural for all manner of abundance to flow easily into your experience, and the wallet process will help you offer a vibration that is compatible with the receiving of money instead of pushing it away. Here's the process. First, obtain a $100 bill and put it in your wallet or purse. Keep it with you at all times, and whenever you hold your wallet or purse, remember that your $100 bill is there. Feel pleased that it is there, and remind yourself often of the added sense of security that it brings to you. Now, as you move through your day, take note of the many things that you could purchase with that $100. As you pass a nice restaurant, notice that if you really wanted to, you could stop in and have a delicious meal. As you see something in a department store, remind yourself that if you really wanted to, you could purchase that because you have $100 in your wallet. By holding the $100 bill and not spending it right away, you receive the vibrational advantage of it every time you think about it. In other words, if you were to remember your $100 and spend it on the first thing that you noticed, you would receive the benefit of really feeling your financial well-being only once. But if you mentally spent that $100 20 or 30 times in that day, you will have received the vibrational feeling advantage of having spent $2,000 or $3,000. Each time you acknowledge that you have the power, right there in your wallet, to purchase this or do that over and over again, you add to your sense of financial well-being, so your point of attraction begins to shift. You see, you do not actually have to be abundant in order to attract abundance. But you do have to feel abundant. A clearer way of saying it is that any feeling of lack of abundance causes a resistance that does not allow abundance. So, by mentally spending this money again and again, you practice the vibration of well-being, of security, of abundance, and of financial security, and the universe responds to that vibration you have achieved by matching it with manifested abundance. Seemingly magical things will begin to occur as soon as you achieve that wonderful feeling of financial abundance. The money you are currently earning will seem to go further. Unexpected amounts of money in various increments will begin to show up in your experience. Your employer will feel inspired to give you a raise. Some product you have purchased will offer you a rebate. People you do not even now know will begin to offer you money. You will discover that things you wanted, things that you would have been willing to spend your dollars to have, will come to you even without an expenditure of money. You will be offered opportunities to be able to earn all the abundance that you can believe is possible. In time, it will feel as if a floodgate of abundance has opened, and you will find yourself wondering where all that abundance had been hiding all along. I could have that. I could have that. I have the ability to purchase that. And because you really do have the means to do just that, because you are not pretending something that is not, there is now no hindering doubt or disbelief muddying the waters of your financial flow. This is a simple but powerful process, and it will change your financial point of attraction. As your financial situation improves, your $100 stash or savings may grow to $1,000, then to $10,000, then $100,000, and more. Although there is no limit to what the universe will yield to you, you have to feel good about money in order to allow it into your experience. You have to